Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Our halftime show tonight presented by the Asbury Park Press, your number one source for local news and information at the Jersey Shore. The Asbury Park Press, a proud sponsor of Monmouth University Athletics. No better spot to follow the Hawks than the gentleman I always enjoy talking to at our home games. That is Josh Newman, who is the beat writer for the Asbury Park Press. You can follow Josh through the paper and, of course, online via the Twitter route as well. 32-23, St. Francis Brooklyn leads in this game over Monmouth. And Josh, to say that was a struggle for both teams offensively, I think that might be being kind to both teams.
Yeah, that was about as bad as the first half as I've seen Monmouth play this year. And that includes the Fordham game a couple weeks back when they went down 11-2 immediately. They were down 14-0 in this game for the first 5 or 6 minutes. I'd say on both ends, I mean, they really couldn't get out of their own way. They were taking, you know, poor shots, rush shots on the, you know, they're turning the ball over. Then St. Francis is getting easy shots, second chances, third chances. So, you know, the first 6 minutes was about as ugly a stretch of basketball as I've seen Monmouth play this season.
And it's one of those games that as you look at the scoreboard and say you're only down by nine, I think you almost have to say, boy, that's great. I mean, St. Francis Brooklyn, despite getting out to that 14-0 start, they didn't shoot the ball real well either.
No, they didn't. They, you know, they got hot early. They're actually a bad three-point shooting team. At one point, they were 42% from three. They're 38% right now. And a lot of those threes that St. Francis hit, it was wide open looks, you know, on high screens, and Monmouth was getting lost trying to either switch or stay with your man. And, you know, St. Francis has five threes. I would say at least three of those were just wide open looks.
Good matchup between two of the the post players, I should say, Bree Scafani, who's got nine, and Jalen Cannon, who's got nine. That would be a matchup I think we'll have to keep an eye on the second half.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely the matchup coming into this game. You know, for the people that don't know, Jalen Cannon is, you know, for my money, I think he's the best player in the NEC. And, you know, when Monmouth went to Brooklyn Heights last season to play St. Francis, Cannon was on the bench very quickly with two fouls. And, you know, we didn't really get to see last year what Cannon is capable of, but I think we're getting that out here now. He's pretty versatile. You know, he's 6'6". He can post up. He, you know, he has nice footwork inside. And then he has range. He can step out to the three-point line. So, you know, kind of an underrated opponent here that Monmouth is playing tonight in Jalen Cannon.
Back-to-back NEC opponents, some old foes. Wagner with the game on Saturday, the Monmouth win to get them to 5-5. You know, talking about just keeping the momentum up. This is a team that comes in having won three of their last four. The league wins over Marist and Iona. The disappointment in overtime to Fordham, and then the bounce back win over Wagner. You know, you think about it, and one of two things, I think. A slow start, obviously, for Monmouth. And sometimes when you play those games over break, you might have a sluggish half here or there. Dare I say that they could be looking ahead a little bit to Sunday when Rutgers comes here?
You know what? Obviously, that's a huge game. You know, with Rutgers coming in here, ESPN3 game, you know, the building is expected to sell out. And, yeah, maybe they are looking ahead. But I think also a part of that is when this game ends, they're going home for Christmas break for 2 days. They didn't have a Thanksgiving break because they were at Maryland, at SMU. And, you know, you're a kid. You're 18, 19 years old. You haven't been home in a long time. So maybe you're thinking about Christmas break. They're home tonight, tomorrow, Christmas Day. They're back here to 26. So, you know what? You're a kid. You're looking ahead to Christmas break. I mean, that's a definite possibility here right now.
You'd enjoy Christmas a whole lot more with a win than a loss, wouldn't you?
I think I would enjoy talking to King Rice off a win as well tonight.
Josh Newman giving us a couple of minutes here. Monmouth trailing St. Francis Brooklyn 32-23. You can check out Josh's article tomorrow at the Asbury Park Press website tonight. It'll be up there. Grab the paper tomorrow. Follow Josh on Twitter as well. So look ahead to the second half here a little bit. I feel like in that matchup, Monmouth went 10 deep, which is certainly not uncommon. I felt like the pieces didn't necessarily fit. A lot of guys, you know, you saw Chris Brady get the start. He only played 3 minutes because of the fouls after his good game. Do you go back to that starting five and hope that maybe they continue to wake up a little bit? You know, you think Justin Robinson, he's got 1 point. Again, Josh James kind of struggling. He's got two. Nothing so far for Deion Jones. That's not what you need out of your backcourt.
No, and it's not like anybody's really lighting it up except Kofani, who had offensively, a pretty nice first half. Go back to your starting five. Go back to Brady. And again, if that's not working, you can go to Tillman. You can go small with Nicholas down low with Bruce Kofani. There's really no need to, you know, really mix things up. Go back to your starting five. See what's going there. You're only down nine. If it gets worse, you can always make a change.
Josh, enjoy the holidays. A couple days off for you, too, or no?
You're
always writing, though, aren't you?
Off days in quotations. I mean, there's never really a true off day, but I will try to relax at least some here during the holidays.
I'll see you on Sunday. Good to talk to you. Enjoy a couple days.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press. We'll take a quick timeout here. A 30-second break. We'll come back with the scoreboard, wrap it up with stats, and Michael rejoin me as well. It's St. Francis 32, Mama 23. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Monmouth trailing St. Francis, Brooklyn 32-23. Midway through our halftime, time to take a look at our Cokes here out of town scoreboard. Let's start with the top 25 games. Number 4, Louisville with a lead over Cal State Northridge, 36-25. Stanford, 31. Number 9, Texas, 31. Arizona, the number 3 team in the country, will play at UNLV later on tonight. Hawaii and Wichita State getting together. That's a 9 o'clock tip. Utah and South Dakota State also playing. And it's a game that involves some of the local teams. Cincinnati leading Wagner by a score of 32-29. On the MAC scoreboard, bunch of games taking place. Late in the first half, Niagara 39, Arkansas State 36, Siena 26, Cornell 25. Finals from earlier today, St. Peter 69, FDU 60, Iona 86, and Florida Gulf Coast 67. We'll take a pause here. That's our Cokes here out of town scoreboard. St. Francis Brooklyn leads Monmouth 32-23. 2-minute pause. Mike rejoins you with stats here from the table. And go into this one in some more detail. We'll get you set for the start of the second half as well. Hawks down by 9. We're back right after this 2-minute pause on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. And WOBMAM.com.
And back here on the Shore Sports Network, as Monmouth trails St. Francis Brooklyn 32-23 at the half. Going through a couple stats here. Monmouth shooting 39% from the field in the first 20 minutes, 9 of 23. St. Francis only 36%, 10 of 28. But the big difference is St. Francis from beyond the arc shooting 38%, 5 of 13. Meanwhile, Monmouth only at 25%, 1 of 4. From the free throw line, St. Francis 88% opposed to Monmouth with 67. St. Francis has attempted 8, made 7. Monmouth attempted 6, made 4. The turnover is also a big part of the Hawks in the first half, turning the ball over 8 times. St. Francis only 5. And with those 8 turnovers, St. Francis has 6 points off of those 8 Monmouth turnovers. Monmouth only 2 points off of St. Francis's 5 turnovers. St. Francis leading the boards game, 19 total rebounds opposed to Monmouth's 14. 6 on the offensive boards for the Terriers. The Hawks have 3. For Monmouth, the leading scorer in the first half, Brees Kafani, 4 of 5 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Andrew Nicholas with 7, 3 of 5 from the field, 1 of 2 from beyond the arc. Everybody else on the team combined only with 2 shots made in 13 field goal attempts. So for the Hawks, they'll need to find another score. Look for Deion Jones to get something going, who only attempted 1 shot in that first half. The Hawks' leading scorer does not have a point on the first 20 minutes. We're going to take a quick break here on the Shore Sports Network. When we come back, we'll bring you second half action between the Monmouth Hawks and the St. Francis Brooklyn Terriers.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
And we are back here getting sent for half number 2 as Mama trailing St. Francis Brooklyn 32-23. Hawks will come back out with a bit of a different lineup to begin this second half as they did the game. Brice Kofani, Deion Jones, Josh James, Justin Robinson, and Andrew Nicholas will be the 5 on the floor to start. Tyreek Jewell, Brent Jones, Gunnar Olofsson back in. He had to sit for a good chunk of that first half with 2 fouls. Jalen Cannon and Chris Hooper complete the 5 for St. Francis. We're up and going here. Monmouth basketball as they change ends and go left to right. Jones will get the basketball here. Drive down the right side of the lane, right against Cannon. Hooper able to come over and block it away. Jones with a loose ball. And St. Francis coming out hot to start here again defensively.
Although the shot was blocked, I want to see more of that out of Deion Jones. Be aggressive and get to the rim.
Jones will pull back out. Double comes. No one's got Cannon open. He's going to get it inside. Kafani with the block off the glass. Robinson in transition. Down the middle part of the lane. Jones lost it. Cannot hang on to it. And it will go right back to St. Francis Brooklyn.
And the sloppy turnovers have continued in this second half.
Cannon will bounce it in for Brent Jones, who will bring it up court. Jones 3 of 6 in that first half. He had 8 points. Only played 12 minutes, so should be pretty fresh here in this second half. He sat as well with the 2 personal fouls for a bit. Here's Hooper down the middle part of the lane. Blocking foul called inside. As Chris Hooper will go to the free throw line for a pair. And on the season, 14 of 24 for about 58%. His first 2 attempts of the night. The foul charge to Justin Robinson, his second. Team's first of the half. Hooper, lefty shooter, rims out the first.
Everything's been following the script for the Terriers so far. Both Jones and Cannon, the 2 leading scorers, and everybody else just chipping in.
Hooper's second one is good to make it 33-23. Back to a double-digit lead. Quickly up court, breaking the press, is Deion Jones. Step-back jumper from the right side. Off the mark, no good. Jones gets the rebound. Ahead for Jewell. Feed inside for Hooper. And that will be a turnover. It goes out of bounds. 6th turnover of the night for St. Francis, who leads 33-23 with 18:49 to go in the second half.
With this lineup out here, again, it's relatively small without Brady or Tillman down low. So expect a lot more ball movement.
Robinson will dribble drive to the left. Nicholas, the pop from the left corner off the mark. Rebound tipped out by Hooper, controlled by Olofsson, who gets it to Jones over the timeline. Jones down the right side of the lane. Hanging runner, no good. Hooper on the putback. That one, no good. Kafani couldn't hang on to the loose ball. Goes out of bounds. And it will stay with St. Francis with a fresh 35.
Defensively, Monmouth has really been playing well this game. It's their offense who's been struggling.
Terriers shooting 36% from the floor. Monmouth a shade better. Off the inbound, it's a turnover. Nicholas stepped in the passing lane, flipped it to Kafani before he fell out of bounds. James now up court. Kafani between the circles. Wants to get it to Robinson, and he throws it into the scorer's table.
Another turnover for Monmouth. That's 2 here in this second half.
King Rice looking down the bench and will call on Max DeLeo to check in. It'll be Kafani to come out. So talk about a small lineup to begin. Just got even smaller. Not really any size inside. Jones, the biggest man to begin at 6'6". See if Monmouth stays man or goes zone. Looks like they will continue with a man.
It's basically a 5-guard lineup out there for MU.
Jones against Josh James. Off the double. Jones dribbling around the top of the perimeter. Someone's got to be open. Ulmer finds Olofsson. Wants to get it inside for Cannon. Back to Olofsson. He'll dribble jack down the right part of the lane. Kick out for Jewell. His 3 off the mark. No good. DeLeo and Ulmer fight for it. DeLeo did a good job of knocking it off of Ulmer. And getting Monmouth the possession.
And DeLeo has such a high basketball IQ. Knows exactly what to do in every situation. Knew he couldn't control the ball himself. So he threw the ball off a Terrier.
See if Monmouth can exploit some quickness on the floor right now. Nicholas going to go right against Cannon. Runner off the left side. He was bumped but no call. And the shot miss. Rebound taken down by Cannon. Olofsson with it. Gives to Jones. Jump stop in the lane. Good feed inside for Ulmer, who lay it off the glass on the right. Gives St. Francis a 35-23 advantage. Steal here as Jones gets in the passing lane. Cannon down the right side of the lane. Jones will take it himself. He's bumped on the way up and will go to the line for a pair.
And this is a mirror image of the first 20 minutes for the Hawks. Offense has not been able to get anything going at all the first 3 minutes in this second half, and turnovers have been the key. They've been really hurting the Hawks.
Well, that small lineup will now get really big in between free throws. Brady, Tillman, and Colin Stewart all waiting to come in. We saw an early hook for some of the starters in that first half. I would say we're going to see an early hook for some guys here in the second half as well as the Mama struggles continue. Jones missing the first free throw. James, Jones, and Nicholas all will check out.
And Brady's on the floor now for the first time since he picked up that second foul in the first couple minutes of the game.
This short of having Kofani on the floor, this is about as big as Monmouth would get. Jones' second free throw is good. Gives St. Francis a 13-point lead. 36-23, full court pressure by the Terriers. DeLeo able to break it with the dribble. Feed off for Zach Tillman. Another turnover on a deflected ball. Jewell trying to beat Robinson down the floor. Right side layup up and in. 38-23, Terriers.
And Tillman had Robinson wide open at the top of the key. Couldn't get the ball to him quick enough. Sort of had a little air underneath that pass and it got stolen.
Eighth turnover by Monmouth. Colin Stewart open. Right corner jumper is good. Certainly can't give Colin Stewart that much space. Gets his first bucket of the night to make it 38-25. Cannon back the other way. He'll take a three from the left wing and hit. 41-25, 16-point advantage for the Terriers.
And you can't leave an all-conference guy open like Cannon. He's going to make the shot whether he's open or not. We've seen him make contested shots, and now leaving him open beyond the arc is just asking for it.
DeLeo picks up the dribble, top of the key, flips off on the right for Robinson. Robinson, little shake-and-bake move, stop and pop from the free-throw line. No good. Cannon pulls down the defensive rebound. Jones will look to push. Three on the way from Cannon. That one off the mark. Long rebound, kicking down to Brady. Up court for Robinson. 15:45 to go. Monmouth down 41-25. Robinson, the right corner jumper. That's no good. He struggled tonight. In transition, Olofsson has his three. Blocked by Stewart. Gets his own rebound back. Feed inside for Hooper. Right side layup, no good. And Brady gets the board.
Now with Brady and Tillman on the floor so far, Monmouth has been able to control the glass.
Stewart open from three. Right corner. No good. Brady tried to put back jam. That's off the mark. Loose ball handled by Cannon. Everyone will reset here. Next whistle will get us our first media timeout of the second half. 41-25. St. Francis leads Monmouth as we hit the five-minute played mark in the second half. 15 to go in regulation. Hooper sets a screen. Jones doesn't want it. Goes away from it. Goes away from it a second time. And now DeLeo gets too much contact on Brent Jones, gets whistled for the foul. That will be his first, team's third. We step out for 30 seconds with 14:53 to go in the second half. St. Francis 41, Mama 25. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Fans of the Hawks would like to thank their good friends at World Subaru, Coke, McLoone's, the Asbury Park Press, and Barnabas Health and Monmouth Medical for their tremendous support throughout the season. Matt Harmon, Mike Zimmerman, 14:53 to go on the Shore Sports Network. This game taking place from the Multipurpose Activity Center. It is 41-25 in favor of St. Francis Brooklyn. Terriers up by 16. Mike, the struggles here have continued for really both of these teams in the second half. As you can see, Monmouth just haven't been able to find any kind of offensive game tonight.
No, not at all. And it's because of poor ball movement. They get up the floor and take a quick shot. They don't move it around, try and find an open guy, try and draw in a couple defenders and kick it out. They just haven't been able to do that, and they've been turning it over. So the combination of those two things has factored in to Monmouth's struggle.
41-25, Terriers lead. Glenn Sanabria has checked back into the game. Cannon gets it between the circles. Kofani's come back in for Monmouth. Zach Tillman is out. Austin Tillman is in. We get another bumping foul on the floor. Josh James, check it. Kafani will get called for that one. His first, team's fourth. Sanabria, smallest guy on the floor, will trigger the inbound with Kafani, those long arms waving on the baseline. Tyreek Jewell bouncing for Sanabria. Brent Jones takes a seat on the bench for Glenn Breika's team. Sanabria, crafty little ball handler. Cannon lost it on the way up. Loose ball goes right down to Jennifer. He had a shot blocked by Brady. Loose ball on the floor. It'll be a jump ball situation. Possession arrow will favor St. Francis.
And now the Terriers bench looks to be a little upset. Maybe they thought a foul should have been called prior.
Jewell, Jennifer, Cannon, Ulmer, and Sanabria, the five on the floor for St. Francis. Backcourt entry pass. Jewell will track it down. Monmouth will set their defense. Sanabria off the switch. Finds Jewell, left wing. And he'll step in from the three-point line and hit the jumper. Make it 43-25. Back the other way. Stewart missed the rebound. Missed the layup. Kofani there on the putback jam.
And it's Kofani again. 11 of Monmouth's 27 points have come by Brees Kofani.
43-27. Loose ball out of bounds off the possession. It'll go back to Monmouth. ...43-27, 13:40 to go in the second half. Austin Tillman walks it up court. Kafani, James, Stewart, and Brady, the other four on the floor. They're trying alley-oop. Kafani catches it down, pinned underneath the basket. He'll try to go up, and he will. Somehow weaved his way through three red jerseys. Kafani with a Monmouth career-high 13 points.
And Kafani's the only offensive option right now for Monmouth. He's the only one who's been able to get good position and be efficient as well.
Stop and pop from Jewell from the right elbow. That's good.
And that's Jewell's second consecutive contested shot made.
6 points for the junior, Tyreek Jewell. Austin Tillman flipping off on the left to score 45-29 in favor of St. Francis. Kafani, left corner. Skip pass for Josh James. Good ball fake. Drives down the left side of the lane. Hanging runner. Up and in. 45-31 now. Monmouth has got the lead back to 14.
Hawks looking much better offensively the past couple minutes.
Sanabria will pull back out and reset. After tonight, Monmouth back at home on Sunday for Rutgers. Looking to make it two wins in a row. Sanabria gets the screen, well set, then threw it out of bounds. Wanting Ulmer should have just continued his run. He would have been just fine going to the basket.
And now back to a more small lineup for Monmouth.
Sanabria will check out. Jones will come back in. Nicholas and DeLeo come back in. Kafani and Brady take a seat on the floor. One of those nights that King Rice just trying to match some pieces and find the right mix. Just over 12 to go. St. Francis up by 14. DeLeo, top of the key. Good spin down the right side of the lane. James in the right corner looking for space. Stepped in from the from the three-point line. Off the mark. Cannon with another rebound. Jones inside, finds Jennifer on the left block. Kick out back for Jones. Open from three, left wing. That's good. Yikes. 48-31, matching the biggest lead of the night. 17-point spread.
And Jules really feeling it now. That's three straight shots he's made with a hand in his face, this time from three-point land.
James out of the block. Kicks for Stewart. Stewart's bumped at the top of the key by Cannon. Non-shooting foul. First team foul of the half called on St. Francis. It gets us to the under 12. 48-31. Monmouth leads. Monmouth trails St. Francis. The Terriers up by 17. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by the official food provider of the Monmouth University Hawks. It's Aramark, proud to be MU's official food service provider. For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press at 1-800-822-9770 or visit app.com/subscribe. Jalen Cannon, he's having a pretty good night, 12 points, 9 rebounds. He's been matched by Brees Kafani for Monmouth, who's got 13 points tonight. That was the good matchup inside we talked about coming in. The problem, Mike, so far is the outside guys from Monmouth have really struggled.
Yeah, nobody else has been helping Kafani. When you look on the other side, Cannon has Jewell and Jones, who have contributed to scoring for the Hawks. Nobody else has stepped up. Deion Jones, 0 points on only 3 attempts. Justin Robinson, 1 point on 4 attempts.
Nicholas, the only other guy who's had anything going, he's got 7 as the team's second leading scorer. Ball put back in play by Red. Leaves for Austin Tillman. Looking back door for Nicholas. Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay Monmouth's way with 28 on the shot clock. Hawks will put it in baseline right. Josh James with that heavily taped up right pinky, which he jammed a couple games back. Taped with his ring finger. Stewart off the inbound. Gets it right corner. Step back jumper. Long range, no good. Cannon, there's his double-double. That's his 10th rebound of the night. Jones in transition. Getting it up court. He's checked back in for St. Francis. Joined by Jewell and Cannon, Ulmer, and Antonio Jennifer. Jones splits a double. Left side of the lane, no good. Tried to scoop it up with the right hand. Last touch by DeLeo out of bounds. It'll stay with St. Francis. 16 on the shot clock.
And it looks like DeLeo is matched up with Cannon down low.
That's a tough matchup. See if St. Francis tries to exploit that a little bit. Ulmer gets it. Now DeLeo's matched up with Jones, and Nicholas has Cannon. I'd still look to exploit that matchup. Jones down the left side of the lane, hanging. They'll count it, and the foul.
And the defense for Monmouth has just not been able to stop the quick guards for St. Francis. Both Jones and Jewell have been slicing into the heart of that MU Hawks defense.
50-31, 19-point advantage, biggest of the night.
One shot
for St. Francis. It'll stay there as Jones misses the free throw attempt. James up court. Nicholas, top of the key. Stewart off on the right side. Tillman a flip for Nicholas in the left corner. Tried to give and go for James. Loose ball comes to Jennifer. He'll streak down. Count that one. No, they'll call an offensive foul. I think Monmouth maybe got away with one there as the charge is called down inside on Antonio Jennifer with 10:18 to go. St. Francis leads 50-31. Monmouth pretty lucky there as the defensive player was still on the move. Hawks with a couple of substitutions. Robinson back into the game. Kafani back into the game. Just about at the midway point of the second half.
And Robinson and Tillman both on the floor at the same time. Looks like Tillman will run the point and Robinson will play the two guard. That's interesting because through these first 2 years of Robinson's career, we've only seen him play the point.
I think just trying to get something going here offensively. Josh James will curl around and make his way to the basket. Right side layup up and in. Really, all three kind of point guards are in the game right now. James, Robinson, and Tillman for Monmouth. This is a different little wrinkle to join Kafani and Nicholas. Jones picked up his dribble. Timeout is called. It'll be a 30-second timeout, but extended as a full. 9:40 to go in this second half. St. Francis 50, Monmouth 33. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
9:40 to go here in the second half. St. Francis has led throughout, 52-33, the advantage. Glenn Bright, the fifth-year head coach, trying to get his team a spot in the NCAA tournament. They were picked as the NEC favorite, and the Terrier program has never made its way. They've been in the finals a couple of times. Monmouth able to beat them back in 2001. Ron Ganuin, who's a assistant coach now in his second year as an assistant, he was the former head coach of this team during that run. Had some real good players, real good teams. They have a couple of times, but still looking for that elusive NCAA tournament berth. Right now leading 50-33. So much time to talk about that. After this one, Columbia, the next up on the docket. Home game in Brooklyn for the Terriers. Former Monmouth assistant coach Derek Phelps, who's now part of the staff with the Lions, as off the inbound, Tyreek Jewell able to take it to the basket, lay it in from the right side. 52-33. Right now, the advantage.
And the Hawks defense is basically non-existent on that last possession.
Robinson, couple of bounces up top. Leads off for Nicholas. Feeds off on the left side for Josh James. James for Austin Tillman. Feed down low for Kafani. Kafani squares up. Takes his man to the rim. He's held on his way to the basket.
And it's Kafani again drawing the foul. He's really been putting in all the work for the Hawks. He's got 13 points, 6 of 7 from the field, and now drawing a foul.
James will put the ball in play with a new 35 on the shot clock. Just over 9 minutes to play. Tillman gets it off the inbound, curls around the screen. Jump shot way off the mark. Rebound tipped up a couple times. Loose ball falls to Jewell. Everything going St. Francis' way tonight. Jewell will miss the layup attempt on the right side. Loose ball tipped back out to Brent Jones in a new set for the Terriers to work with.
And now Monmouth has to control those boards, giving up way too many second chance opportunities.
Jennifer will drive. He is bumped by Kafani on his way. Kafani second, team sixth, one away from sending St. Francis to the free throw line for the remaining part of the game. Chris Brady will check in. Kafani will check out. Non-shooting foul as Jones will inbound. Near side corner for Jewell. Jewell hand back off to Jones near midcourt. 2-3 zone now for Mamba. Different look. Omer gets it. Back now to Jones. Perimeter set here for St. Francis. Inside, the turnover comes. Nicholas up court. James in transition. He'll weave his way through and lay it up and in with the right hand.
And that's when Josh James is at his best in transition.
52-35 in favor of St. Francis. 19 has been the biggest lead with less than 8 to go. Jewell matched up by James. Both wearing the number 0. Jones gets it. Good crossover on Robinson. Jump stop in the lane. Cannon left side layup. Up and in.
And the St. Francis ball movement has just been outstanding tonight. Monmouth defense unable to keep up with it.
54-35. Tillman inside. Finds Brady. He'll jam it in with two hands. 54-37. Brady's first deuce of the night.
Brady does a good job of using his body down low to get good position. Tillman with the feed.
Next whistle will get us a media timeout as Jones dribbling up top against Robinson. Hawks stay in the 2-3. Jones matched up on Robinson. Gets into the paint area. Lost the basketball. It'll be Mamas when we come back. 7:01 to go in the second half. St. Francis 54, Mamas 37. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
7:01 to go here in the second half. St. Francis leads Monmouth 54-37. Stick around after tonight's game. Post-game show presented by Jersey Mike's subs. Not too late to call 732-263-5735 to get your 2014 into 2015, which is right around the corner. Tickets for the remaining part of the Hawks season. Next home game for Monmouth coming on Sunday against Rutgers. And then not back home again after that until January 9th in the midst of their league schedule when Quinnipiac and the Bobcats will come to town. 7:01 to go in the second half. St. Francis has led from start to where we are right now, 54-37. Full court pressure. Hawks break it with a quick pass ahead. Nicholas in transition will turn it over. 14th turnover tonight for Monmouth.
At this point, Monmouth just needs to take one possession at a time. They can look at the deficit and say, yeah, it's big, but you have to just take one possession at a time.
St. Francis has just been a step quicker, especially defensively, causing a lot of those turnovers. Jewel around the screen. Leaves for Jennifer, and he'll hit the three from the left side to give St. Francis their first 20-point lead of the night, 57-37.
And that's been a big problem for Monmouth. Haven't been able to contest a lot of those perimeter shots.
Robinson, he's been off all night and continues to struggle. He's got just 1 point. Was way off the mark with that right side jumper. St. Francis will get it back. 6:08 to go in the second half. And the Terriers, who are 8 of 19 from the outside, despite shooting just 42% from the floor. And that shows just the difference of when you're on from outside, how much of a factor that can be.
And even attempt. St. Francis has attempted 19 three-pointers opposed to Monmouth. Only attempted 5.
5:50 to go. Here's Jewel thinking about another shaded left top of the key. Instead, we'll give it to Jones off on the right perimeter. Off the screen, Cannon gets it. He'll take the three. Well short. It was a long three. Robinson gets the rebound. Up ahead for Josh James. He'll go to the rim on the left side. Good defense. Taken away. Off the miss by Cannon, who's got another rebound. Jewel flips up over his head. Timeout had been whistled before that pass by Glenn Bryka.
It's a heads-up play.
30-second timeout is whistled. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs. Visit the Jersey Mike's location on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carrot Square. Or order online at jerseymikes.com. Is that your hometown, Jersey Mike's, Mr. Zimmerman?
It certainly is. West Long Branch.
Monmouth trailing here 57-37. Been certainly a frustrating game tonight with 5:27 to go in the second half. Jalen Cannon, he's got 14. Brent Jones with 14. Monmouth with just one player in double figures tonight, and kind of a surprising guy in Brees Cofani, who has come back in to the contest.
Yeah, overall, it's been a sloppy game for Monmouth, both offensively and defensively. Offensively, not crisp passes. Pretty much throwing the ball away. On defense, haven't been able to stay with their men, leaving open shooters.
Off the inbound, St. Francis has it. Dare I say they can start to be patient with their possessions to try and work the shot clock maybe a little bit each time down the floor. Jewel swings around. Cannon, good feed inside. Jennifer missed the left side layup. Contested defense. Nicholas out in transition. Nicholas stops to the foul line. Feeds inside for Cofani, who lost it. Ball will go out of bounds, and it will stay with Monmouth with 29 on the shot clock. Hawks' next opponent is Rutgers, a team that St. Francis lost to earlier in the year, 76-63 in Game 3 of what was an 0-6 start for the Terriers. Rutgers has certainly had their struggles playing tonight against Sacred Heart. Trying to take a peek if we can dig that one up.
And in that game against Rutgers, St. Francis had a lead in that second half. So they were able to compete with the new Big Ten member.
Off the inbound, Robinson will finally get a basket. He'll pop one from the right corner. By the way, Rutgers is up 55-38. On Sacred Heart. Hawks have cut it back to 18, 57-39. Robinson extends the defense out on Jones. Crafty ball handler is Brent Jones. Dribbles left. Stops down the left side of the lane. Will pull back out. Off the switch now. It's Nicholas who has him with 12 on the shot clock. Jones penetrates and is fouled. See if that's a shooting foul. Regardless, Jones will get free throws. As that was the 17th foul. It is a shooting foul. So it will be Brent Jones to the line for two shots. Jones, of all the good things he has done tonight, he's just one of three from the stripe.
And neither team has been shooting particularly well from the line tonight, both under 70%.
Jones rattles this one in. He's got 15 points to lead all scorers. Second one coming up. That's also good. 16 for Brent Jones, the senior from Brooklyn. 4:25 and rolling here. Terriers back up by 20, 59-39. Pass flipped off on the left from Austin Tillman to Justin Robinson. Stop and pop, Robinson will. Short off the quick trigger, three. And now St. Francis will again walk it up court.
Yeah, it's Jones now, who's guarded by Tillman, just wasting some time. No need to rush a shot.
Off the double, Jennifer got it. Jules open from three, off on the left side. That's good.
And that's a long three.
Ninth three-pointer for St. Francis. Third man to get into double figures is Tyreek Jewell. That's a three thrown up by Monmouth off the mark. And this one just doesn't appear to be the Hawks' night. St. Francis up 62-39. Brent Jones with it. He was the top man last year in the NAC with an assist-to-turnover ratio of over 3-1. Good defensive player. Right now matched up against Kafani, and we will get a foul away from the ball, an illegal screen set on Jalen Cannon, his second fourth team foul. The rotation continuing here for Monmouth is, I hate to say that they've maybe thrown it in a little bit, but Dan Pilari, the freshman from Shore Regional, has checked in along with Mike DiLorenzo, the senior from Hackettstown, New Jersey. There's a timeout that's been taken on the floor. We'll keep it here. I guess at this point you've tried just about everything else, and you hate to say you're giving up in the game, because I don't necessarily agree with that, but you're going to get some guys some extra minutes right now.
Yeah, it's just not the Hawks' night tonight. They've tried a bunch of things, just hasn't worked out. I think now they just want to get back into the locker room, regroup, and get their heads on straight for the game against Rutgers, which should be in front of a packed-out crowd here in the MAC.
Yeah, there's a few hundred tickets left from what the last report was. Those could go at any point between now and Sunday. And to say that there could be walk-up tickets, that might be a bit generous. So if you want to come here on Sunday and see the Monmouth Hawks match up against the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers, I would suggest going on to MonmouthHawks.com right now and grabbing those seats while you can. 3:04 to play in the second half. St. Francis has led from start to this point of the game right now. 62-39. They started hot, went up 14-0, and never looked back. Bayshawn Mickens has also checked in. Mickens will play in his third game. Pilari his fourth. DiLorenzo his third of the season. They are joined by Austin Tillman and Max DeLeo. St. Francis has kept their regulars on the floor, made no changes at that last timeout.
And these last 3 minutes will certainly be just some work for some guys who don't normally see the floor, Pilari, DiLorenzo, and Mickens.
Between the three, just one field goal combined. Tillman will give to Mickens. Pilari gets it. Will drive and lay one up on the right side. Missed the layup. Cannon had it, and then Pilari fouls him. Polari, his first. Team's eight. So some free throws coming up perhaps for Jalen Cannon. Definitely one. It'll be the one-and-one situation for the remaining part here. Well, this is frustrating, certainly for Monmouth. After the win over Wagner, which wasn't pretty, but good enough to get the victory and get back to 500 at 5-5. As Cannon will look to add to his point total, Glenn Sanabria has checked back in. Cannon with a 1-1. 3 of 4 from the free throw line tonight. Eunice Hopkinson has also checked back in. And now we'll get a look at Edon Mollick, who will come in for his first action of the night. He's 6'3", junior from Brooklyn, went to St. Anthony's High School. Second one by Cannon is good. His night will come to a close. It's Gunnar Olofsson will check back in.
And Cannon certainly with a great game. 15 points, 13 boards. Just another routine night for him.
Everybody pretty much has cleared the bench and play this one out. 64-39. Tillman has it. Will drive down the middle part of the lane. Shade right. Get it to go. Count it. And the foul.
That's a good aggressive play by Tillman. Something that Monmouth needed earlier in this game. They really settled for some open jumpers. Not able to get to the rim. Tillman still showing that aggression.
Tillman to the free throw line. Trying to complete the three-point play. First one is up. No good. Tillman will stick with 2 points. And the ball rebounded by the Terriers. Hopkinson changing directions. Sanabria gives back to Hopkinson. 2 minutes to play. 64-41, St. Francis. Mama said there'd be days like this. Hopkinson changes direction. Sanabria, the long three. That's good. Glenn Sanabria, who's been pretty impressive off the bench, he's got 8. Here is DeLeo driving. He is fouled and will go to the line for 2 shots. Mollick with the foul will result in a couple of free throws for Max DeLeo. DeLeo has struggled a bit offensively tonight here also. He has just 2 points. Impressed by Glenn Sanabria, the freshman guard from Staten Island. 27 wins a season ago, playing for the St. Peter's Eagles out on the island.
Yeah, Sanabria, 8 points, 4 assists. Something you like out of a bench player. Just come on to the court and contribute. And that's what he's done. Very efficient as well from the floor. 2 of 3, 2 of 2 from beyond the arc, and 2 of 2 from the free throw line.
Won the Staten Island High School Championship for his school last year, averaging over 13 points a game. This not his best performance of the year. He has a season high of 15. Scored 10 as well. That 15 against Mount St. Vincent, and then 10 in the loss against Delaware State. But a guy that will be a good little spark for this team off the bench. Free throw missed by Hopkinson. 68-43 with 75 seconds to go. Mickens gives to Polari. Tillman back to Polari. Mickens will try the three from the left side. Ugly shot off the left side of the backboard. DeLeo gets a loose ball. Splits the double inside DiLorenzo. That's off the mark. And Antonio Jennifer finally pulls down the loose ball. Will dribble himself up court. Sanabria leaves from Mollick. Inside pass for Jennifer. We're down to 45 seconds to go. Mollick will take the three from the left wing and hit. They've just been so good from the outside tonight. That's their 11th three-pointer, 11 of 23. St. Francis leads 71-43. This will be a season low in points for Monmouth. Tillman, the three. That is good from the outside. 71-46. Scored 54 in the loss to West Virginia. 51 to SMU. St. Francis does not have to shoot the ball again. Hopkinson will try and dribble it out. Pass over to Sanabria. St. Francis will get themselves a pretty impressive win to go to 5-7 on the road. Their next game coming the 30th of December against Columbia. They have now won five of their last seven, and Monmouth gets back under 500, goes to 5-6 on the year, dropping this decision 71-46 to the Terriers of St. Francis. We'll take a quick two-minute timeout here. We'll come back to recap this one, look at the Cokesie Around the Town scoreboard, go through stats, and look ahead to Sunday afternoon against Rutgers. All St. Francis tonight. Terriers win big 71-46. We're back in 2 minutes with more on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
And we're back here for the post-game. St. Francis knocks off Monmouth tonight 71-46. The head coach of the Hawks, King Rice, good enough to give us a couple of minutes on his way into the locker room. Coach, this one started tough for Monmouth, and it was just one of those nights where things just couldn't really turn around.
Well, you got to give St. Francis all the credit. Glenn does a great job. You know, we played them pretty much every year since I've been here, and I try to explain to the kids, just like we felt against Wagner, we hadn't beaten Wagner since we had been here, so it was a big game for us the other day. Well, they St. Francis, my first time playing against them, they beat us. We've beaten them four in a row. I see these kids. I know who they are because we played against them all the time. When you beat someone four times in a row, they're taking it serious. They don't care if you haven't been home for Christmas. They don't care about that. They want to beat you. And today, I've warned my team all day, just look at the Temple, Kansas score. Look at these scores, lopsided scores, because kids go home before they're supposed to. And my team went home before the game today.
Coach, looking ahead, obviously, Rutgers will come in here on Sunday afternoon in what should be a great crowd. What will you tell the guys as you let them go home for a couple days before bringing them back here to look ahead and try to put this one behind you?
Well, no, we did that when we no-showed at Fordham. We're not putting this one behind us. We're going to learn from this. Right now, I'm just going to tell them have a good time at home, okay? We did not come, all right? We did not come to play today. There's not no magic thing to say. Sometimes that happens to your team. When we get back, we'll see what they want to do.
Coach, appreciate the time. Enjoy the holidays. We'll see you back here on Sunday afternoon.
All right, happy holidays, everybody. Sorry that our team played so poorly today.
That is King Rice, the head coach of the Hawks. We'll step out here, take a 60-second timeout. Mike and I will put a cap on this one. Our post-game show tonight presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Visit Jersey Mike's on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carrot Square today, or order online at jerseymikes.com. We're back to go through the scores, the stats, and put a hopefully a cap on this one and look ahead to Sunday. St. Francis knocks off Monmouth tonight 71-46. Back right after this with more on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Take a look at our stats tonight as St. Francis knocks off Monmouth 71-46. Brought to you by World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls. Visit them online at worldsubaru.com. They think the world of their customer. St. Francis led from start to finish in this one, jumped down to a 14-0 lead, led by as many as 28 before knocking off Mama 71-46. The numbers not pretty for the Hawks tonight, who shoot 19 of 51 from the floor, 2 of 9 from the outside, 6 of 9 from the free throw line, 24 rebounds, 5 offensive, 19 defensive. Turnovers were a problem, 14 tonight, just 9 assists, and obviously if you struggle with just 19 made field goals. You're not going to have a ton of assists, 5 blocks, and 4 steals. Individually, Brees Kofani was the lone bright spot. 6 of 7 from the floor, a season-high 13 points, but only had 1 board. That's a little atypical for him. Josh James with 8 points, Andrew Nicholas with 7, 5 points for Austin Tillman, 4 points for Max DeLeo, 3 points for Justin Robinson, 2 for Chris Brady, 2 for Colin Stewart, 2 for Zach Tillman. The half totals 23 and 23 for Monmouth for a game total of 46. Mike, before we take a look at the St. Francis Brooklyn stats, those are not good numbers for Monmouth at all.
No, and King Rice mentioned that he felt his team didn't come in with the right mentality, thought they went home for the break, for the Christmas break, and it's hard to argue. They came in flat for both halves, didn't even make adjustments at halftime, and I think this is the type of game that is sort of a wake-up call, especially heading into arguably their biggest game of the season against Rutgers.
Jalen Cannon led the way for St. Francis. He had a double-double, and that's pretty much what he does every night for this Terrier team. 16 points and 13 rebounds. Brent Jones with 16 points, 11 for Tyreek Jewell. 8 points for Glenn Sanabria off the bench. Jonas Hopkinson with 6. Antonio Jennifer with 6. 3 points for Edon Mollick. 3 points for Chris Hooper. 2 points for Lowell Omer. 23 of 53 for 43%, 11 of 23 from the outside. That was a big factor in this game tonight. 14 of 19 from the free throw line. Hawks outdone on the board tonight as St. Francis 42 total rebounds, plus 18 the advantage, 12 offensive, 30 defensive. Hawks were one and done for a good chunk of the night. 15 assists, 13 turnovers, 2 blocks, and 8 steals. Monmouth plus 10 points in the paint. Minus 5 off turnovers, minus 2 second chance, minus 3 fast break, minus 5, 25 to 20 with points in the half. Take a look at our scores from around the rest of the MAC action tonight before we do some top 25 stuff and look at the NEC board as well. There were a bunch of MAC teams playing. Monmouth, unfortunately, comes up on the short end tonight, 71-46. Iona knocked off Florida Gulf Coast, 86-67. St. Peter, 69. FDU, 60. Cornell right now leads Siena, 69-53. Niagara, 65. And Arkansas State, 62. Our scoreboard brought to you in part by Coke Zero. As the NEC board pops up, Cincinnati leads Wagner, Monmouth's last opponent, 66-37. Rutgers, Monmouth's next opponent, leads Sacred Heart by a score of 70-47. Top 25 games, there were a few that were taking place during the course of the early part of the slate, and then games later on tonight as well. Not much activity taking place tomorrow at all. Villanova, the number 7 team in the country, leads NJIT 74-56. At Stanford, leading number 9 Texas 64-62. Louisville on top of Cal State Northridge 76-53. Arizona will tip at UNLV around 10 o'clock. Wichita State and Hawaii at 9 o'clock. Utah and South Dakota State at 9 o'clock as well. This portion of the postgame show presented by McClune's Restaurant, McClune's.com, the spot for all of your information on their great locations. One more piece here. Time to take a look at our next upcoming game, presented in part by Coach USA. Coach USA driven with pride. It will be Rutgers who will come in to the MAC in what is expected to be a packed house with just a few hundred tickets left. So get those tickets now while you can. And, Mike, as you look at that one, Rutgers going to win that game tonight, so they will come in off a win. Monmouth will have to try to figure out a way to shake off this loss. Couple of days off, as we mentioned. Players going home tonight, back on campus on Friday. Rutgers will come into this one at 7-5. It's an opportunity, a quick opportunity, to erase this one and turn things back in the right direction.
Well, it certainly is, especially coming right before conference play and against a big opponent, in-state rival at that. They just need to hope that they can get some scorers going. We haven't seen Deion Jones. We haven't seen Andrew Nicholas get going. Justin Robinson really struggled so far in this game, the first half, and basically didn't see the floor in the second half. So they just need some contributing scores, as St. Francis did tonight. They had Jewell, Jones, Cannon, all in double figures. Monmouth unable to find those scores.
As we say goodnight, our thanks back to Harrison in the studios tonight. Did a great job of keeping us on the air and getting us all set up for this. He can enjoy a couple of days on the holiday break as well. Such great engineers back in the Shore Sports Network. For all of us here at the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network, we wish you and yours a great holiday over the course of the next couple of days. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. That Monmouth-Rutgers game coming up at 3 p.m. That 3 p.m. start a little bit different than normal. Should be a packed house here at the MAC, and hopefully Monmouth can get back on the winning side. For my partner Mike Zimmerman, this is Matt Harmon wishing you all a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas. We're back on Sunday afternoon. Final score one more time. St. Francis knocks off Monmouth 71-46. You've been listening to Hawks Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM, AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. Good food, good people, good vibe. And by RKE Athletic, helping outfit the Monmouth Hawks high school and rec teams. Route 71 in Wall. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. For a complete schedule and more, visit monmouthhawks.com.